And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J.
Gillette Erdo.
And, oh, I could call you Gillette from now on. You got a nickname. So, Gillette, should I be called Dave Licious?
I think Joseph Gillette Erdo, you can be Dave Licious.
All right, I'm Dave Licious, along with Joseph Gillette Erdo. Trisha, I don't know what to call you.
Trish the Dish.
The Dish. Eric the Reinhardt. And Kathleen the
Reinhardt.
Great.
Eric the Reinhardt with a big heart. The big-hearted Reinhardt.
Braveheart. We're going to call you Braveheart. You want to call Braveheart?
How about Eric?
He had to take a huge, deep breath before that response.
All right. And what about Kathleen? We will call you... You have a nickname, Kathleen.
Beautiful.
She does.
Oh, can we say it on there? Is it allowed? What do you say?
It's weird.
It's weird?
Oh, then we'll call you Kathleen the Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh,
or the beautiful Miss Kathleen.
America the Beautiful.
Oh, nice. I don't know why I'm singing.
I don't know either.
What is this, contagious now? Give me a shot. Doctor, well, get me a...
That was the Shirelles bringing us into this segment with Mama Said. All of today's songs have something to do with Mama because it's Mother's Day weekend and we love our mothers.
Yay!
Yay! And your mom is getting... She's so nice and getting elderly.
Well, I think she's getting younger all the time.
She's a nice mom, though. She has the nicest mom.
And
have you met her mom?
No, I haven't.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like 87,
my mom's 88.
88 and so nice. And the dad, too, though.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
He's 91, almost 92.
Yeah,
and your stepmom just turned 90. We had a fantastic birthday party for her.
That was nice, right?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Very good, no doubt.
You know, they say 90 is the new 70.
And they say 60s is the new 30, unless you're really immature. I'm 20.
Ooh. And I'm 32, but I'm willing to date anyone 18 and up.
Really? Even like 97?
You know what? There's some nice snow leopards out there.
Bobby, where are you?
Oh, yeah. How is Bobby? Do we know?
We heard from her. Eric heard from her
a while back.
She's doing well.
Good. Yeah. As long as she's okay, that's all we worry
yes.
about.
Yes.
That's what we...
She's probably really busy because she's been at that store. She works at that store.
And I don't know if she has kids, but I know that she's got some kids in terms of her dogs.
She has fur babies.
Stuff, right, fur babies. So she's a mother.
80
so,
cats.
And happy Mother's Day, Bobby. And happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who's got a child or a fur baby or you know, whatever.
Or you know what? Those aunts that are out there and those people who really, you know, are future mothers or people who really care for kids and really play that role.
Teachers, just people who care for children or, you know, it can apply to, you know, because...
But I'm going
to
be sexist.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. It needs to be female because we'll celebrate the males that do that on Father's Day.
I wasn't planning a Father's Day show, but now I feel obligated to do that.
You weren't?
Oh my
Why?
Gosh. I don't know.
I'm a daddy's girl. Come on
I'm
now.
Kidding. I'm kidding. We love our fathers as well, but this weekend we're celebrating our mothers. So all the fathers out there, get together and make sure that that your the mothers in your life, your own mother or maybe your wife, make them breakfast tomorrow morning, you know?
Or take them out.
Yeah, take them out.
Where would you recommend?
I don't know. I like
not
cooking.
Not Denny's.
No, not Denny's. I like cooking.
Oh, you're a cooker?
And you know, I'll tell you honestly, that even means more.
Yes.
Because even if it's something small, like Dave is unwrapping right now.
Would you like me to turn off your microphone?
Yeah, I forgot.
Are you hungry, Dave?
He's like...
No, the truth is, I thought we were just sitting in the living room.
Hold on, everyone.
We're on there.
Hold on, everyone that's listening. Dave needs a bite. Hold on a second.
No.
You're okay?
Well, no, we were just talking about breakfast. So,
I know. He got hungry.
A bite isn't a hickey?
Oh, we're going to...
Oh, okay. Let's not say we did.
Now maybe that's part of your problem there.
Let's not say we did.
That's not a good attitude to have.
but a good attitude to have is
he's actually blushing.
A good attitude to have is honesty and integrity.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
Because
and personal.
Yeah, And why is that, Tricia?
Because that's what's required to have a beneficial relationship.
Wrong answer. This is because if you take your car to Alexander's All Care Automotive.
No, I understand, but that's a beneficial. No, it's
we
a beneficial relationship with your mechanic. Because
exactly.
Who do you need
good
to trust
comeback.
More? This no, seriously. This is the person who's taking care of your mode of transportation. Do you see when you go on an airplane, that pilot goes out, they have all these checks that they do before they ever push that airplane back.
Ooh.
And then they test other systems and everything.
Ooh.
Once you're out on the tarmac getting ready to take off. We do not do that with our cars. We take our car to the mechanic when there's something comes up that says it's wrong, whether it be the computer or something else.
But you can bring it in for good maintenance.
Well, but that's the thing. You need to have somebody that you can trust to tell you about that maintenance that needs to be done and that they will do it correctly and take good care of you.
And that is Alexander.
That is Alexander.
No doubt about
all
it. Nicely said. 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Definitely go see them. You know, especially hot weather coming up. Cars have issues during hot weather. So you definitely want to go in, get some maintenance. If you have an issue, go in as well. And that
I've got a lot
Alexander's.
Of issues.
You what?
I've got a lot of issues.
I've heard about that. I don't know if a mechanic would automatically fix everything.
But he might help. Maybe.
But he could help. Yeah. I think he has a sister.
No, okay.
Yeah. So I think
how
there could
be.
She? I think she's like 32 and a half.
All right. Let's review mothers and daughters now. Because in just a few moments, we are going to be speaking with the director of that film, Paul Dudridge. Mothers and Daughters opened up yesterday. It's also available on video on demand. I believe here in Phoenix, it's playing on the big screen at Harkin Shea. Oh. Selma Blair plays a rock photographer who is riding a career high when an unlikely and unexpected pregnancy forces her to turn her lens inward as she slowly comes to terms with what it might mean to change her life forever. She discovers with fresh eyes her own relationship with her estranged mother. Courtney Cox, Christina Ricci, Susan Sarandon, Mira Sorvino, and Sharon Stone also star in this ensemble drama.
Talk about an awesome cast.
I know. Amazing cast. Amazing cast. And we just saw Susan Sarandon in The Meddler last week.
The Meddler, yes. Yeah. Yes. Phenomenal, phenomenal acting job.
Yeah. And so long as you go in with an understanding that this movie is more a series of insightful dialogues than it is a conventional narrative, you're likely to come out of the theater satisfied and perhaps even a little emotionally enlightened.
That's totally what I was afraid of.
Why? What were you afraid of?
A movie, all dialogue movie.
Well, and that's some people that might not be, you know,
that's some, right. Spit it out.
Some viewers may become frustrated.
Hey, Eric, does Joseph know this is radio? Does he?
Does he know the English language?
Yes, that's my point.
No, I know British language better. Some viewers may become frustrated finding the back and forth between the characters to be a bit on the monotonous side. And at times, I kind of picked up on that. But those who don't mind, you know, those who listen to the dialogue and are really, you know, they want to focus on these characters and become engaged in their lives and their stories, they're going to get something out of this movie. The thing that makes this ensemble drama work is its exceptionally talented cast. You become genuinely invested in each of these women's stories because of the sincerity of the actresses' performances. Without this strong cast, it might not work as well. The screenplay is great, the idea is great, but the thing that really makes it all come together are these really talented actresses. Because, I mean, who couldn't watch Susan Sarandon and Sharon Stone and Christina Ricci and Courtney Cox, Mira Sorvino, Selma Blair just talk about, you know, really deep issues?
I could watch them all day long.
I could just watch Selma Blair just period.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, you're not alone on that
one. I like her eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
What has Courtney Cox done to her face?
I don't know.
She's had so much plastic surgery. She looks like that woman who's had so much plastic surgery. She looks like a cat.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that was on purpose. She wanted to look like a cat.
Well, I don't think she wanted to look like a cat, but she does.
I like cats. You know, that I have your next. She's a good cat.
Do you want your girlfriend to look like a cat, Joseph?
If I answer, if I answer yes, you know, is that going to make me weird? You know,
that it may shake out that way.
I kinda, I mean, you know what? I mean, I've been attracted to Elsa the Snow Queen. So,
oh, you have? It's just, and she's a cartoon, isn't she?
Now, yeah. Wait a minute. You just said that in the past.
That wasn't the, well.
Last week, that's
who,
the past.
Who took Elsa?
No, it's still
place.
It's still Amanda Seyfried. It's always going to.
Oh,
be
Oh, really? I thought you gave up on her.
Well, because she was a little bit of an exhibitionist there in that one movie. So.
Oh, and you didn't want other people to see what you wanted to see
exactly.
exclusively.
Exactly. That's, you know, it's like the same.
He doesn't like to share.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
It's just like my thing. It's like, my name is Joseph, but you can call me yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not like everyone's. It
depends.
It's yours. Depends. Yeah. That's another product. I get those for Frozen, and I put them in his harness so he can sleep in bed with me. So.
Oh, so you are doing well.
Do you have to tidy up after the diaper's removed?
Tidy up?
I mean, don't his feathers get a little ruffled, if you know what I mean?
All right.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we all got that. Well, we're going to take another quick break because after these very special messages, we're going to speak with Paul Dudridge about this film and working with his really excellent cast. I cannot wait to hear, you know, some of his stories from the set. Don't you think, Dave?
I think it'd be magnificent, yeah. Especially with the cast they have. Susan Sarandon actually is making a fairly nice comeback.
Oh yeah,
with
oh.
a couple good movies there.
Definitely.
And this is Three Dog Night with Mama Told Me.
I love that one.
Mama told me not to go.
What?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Mama told me not to come.
Okay.
Mama told me not to come. Yeah. That ain't the way that I want. Where's Greg?
I don't know.
Is this why Greg's not here anymore?
He's texting me now. All right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'll scare you half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.